few on the mound in the International League can compare to Lehigh Valley's Jake Thompson in the month of June. He's 3-0 in five starts. His last outing, a 6 1/3 inning no decision in which he allowed just one unearned run at Durham on Sunday. Reflecting on his recent success, Thompson joined me earlier today.
Five starts, Jake. You've allowed a combined three earned runs. All that coming after back on May 31st was your shortest outing of the year, 3 2/3, where you allowed eight runs versus Norfolk. What's different these last five starts for you in the month of June?
I think for me, I've stayed pretty consistent in my mechanics. I haven't really been fighting against my own body. I've just been in a pretty good place as far as just being able to execute pitches. I think it's kind of translated into my success.
You got off to, by some accounts, a little bit slower of a start, especially given what people have told me who saw you down in Reading last year was an unhittable stretch by you. What do you account for that slower start this year? What do you think caused it?
It's just a little bit of kind of what I was talking about before. My mechanics were off. Due to my mechanics, I wasn't able to execute pitches when I needed to, and some of these veteran experienced hitters were taking advantage of it, whether it be an elevated fastball on a count that dictated a fastball down or hanging breaking ball. I was fighting against myself for pretty much that whole first month, and finally me and Lundy had to sit down and, you know, tweak a few things to get back on the right track.
Could it have been at all cold weather? You don't have a whole lot of experience pitching in cold weather. You grew up in the state of Texas, and you come up here in Pennsylvania, and it was pretty miserable the first month, and we had a lot of cancellations here and there.
I don't think it was due to the weather. It was cold. It was my first time playing in the cold. But I think it was more just you know, I kind of got out of whack at the end of spring training, and then it leaked over into the season. And it took a little bit longer than I would have liked it to have it fixed.
Here with Jake Thompson. Now, one thing I've been very impressed about with your game, you seem to handle a lack of run support pretty well. You've had three starts this year where you've gone seven or longer and taken a no decision. What allows for that? What's the mindset in those games?
Well, for me, I mean, you know, I don't believe wins and losses really dictate how you're throwing as a starter. For me, I really want to get deep into the game, whether or not we have the lead or I keep it tied. I just want to give my team a chance to win.
And you seemed, as I mentioned before, untouchable by most accounts. You were 5-1 with a 1.80 ERA, seven starts last year in Reading since coming over in the trade at the trade deadline. Where did that come from? Was that the best baseball you've ever thrown in your life?
That was, I'd say, the best long-term stretch I've had. You know, I've had spurts of two or three games that were really, really good. But for whatever reason, something clicked right when I got there, and I was able to sustain it. And that's still, for me, in my own mind, I'm always trying to find that one little thing that gives me that feeling that I had last year so I can, you know, kind of stretch out, have a little bit more long-term success.
Here with Jake Thompson. Now let's talk about how you got to the Philadelphia Phillies organization. It's your third organization since being drafted a few years back out of high school. And in the process last year at the trade deadline in the deal that involved Cole Hamels, you come over from the Texas Rangers organization. You grew up a big Rangers fan. Explain the emotions. What was that like for you?
I would say it would have been a lot worse had I not been traded before. You know, I knew kind of, you know, it's a business. When I first signed into pro ball, you know, it was just this big happy-go-lucky kind of family type thing. And whenever I got traded the first time to the Rangers, you know, it was kind of big eye-opener for me. And so the second time, I kind of took it like it was just like a business deal, you know. But yeah, it was a little different. I'd been living at home all year. Then I had to pack my stuff up and head to the Northeast.
You were pitching in Frisco at the time. Does it matter at all who you were traded for? Because it was an all-star pitcher, Cole Hamels, who has continued his success down in Texas this year.
There's two sides of it, you know. But I think it's nice to be recognized, at least by the Phillies, as somebody of enough caliber to be to be included in a deal with someone like Cole Hamels, who is one of the best pitchers I think the Phillies probably have ever had. So it's nice to be thought of in that light.
You were one of a few prospects that came over in that deal. Alec Asher was one of them. Nick Williams was one of them. Is there ever any competition amongst you guys for who's going to be the best, who's going to be the most valuable part of that trade?
No, I mean, it was at least from the pitcher side, it's, you know, we're having fun. You know, we've been together for a while now. Alec and Ike have been together a little bit longer. I think they've been together every level of their career. But it's fun being able to hopefully be a part of this big Phillies rebuild. We have history together, so it's just nice still playing with each other.
Jake Thompson here with us, and you're considered one of those big parts of that rebuild. You're top 100 guy according to Baseball America. You're the third-rated prospect in the Phillies system coming into this year. A lot of expectations. With success only comes expectation. How do you handle that pressure and that expectation? Because at the beginning of the year, it may have seemed pretty heavy when maybe things weren't going all that well for you.
I mean, I don't view it as any extra pressure. I mean, I don't think a lot of fans see, whether it's me or anybody else in the major leagues. My internal goals are extremely, extremely high, a lot higher than anybody would actually think. So it's kind of, I always think it's kind of funny when you see fans, you know, getting upset with somebody struggling, and they don't realize that person, whoever's struggling, is a lot more upset than the fans. So I don't really believe it's any extra pressure. It's just I want to go out there and meet my own personal goals.
Guess you're your own harshest critic in a way.
I am my hardest critic.
Jake Thompson, after starting 3-5, is now 6-5 on the year through 15 starts with a 2.88 ERA. His walks and hits per innings pitched, 1.17, as Thompson continues to turn around what was a poor start to the season into a phenomenal month of June.